You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Kevin Wayne Bass, age 27, of 1296 Dorcheat Road, who was booked for distribution of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance meth. Bass was taken into custody on two outstanding warrants on the charge. The Sheriff's Office reports one arrest for domestic abuse with child endangerment. Spring Hill Police report the arrest of Anthony Scott McDonald, age 52, of 1968 Walnut Road in Spring Hill, who was booked for aggravated battery and felony domestic abuse battery. The arrest was made in connection with an attack on a female where the suspect allegedly attacked the victim with a broom handle. Spring Hill Police report the arrest of Jeanette Underwood, age 25, of 612 4th Street, Spring Hill, who was booked for monetary instrument abuse, forgery, and identity theft. The arrest was made in connection with the alleged forging of documents at a local business where the suspect was employed. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Douglas Perry, age 66, of Bossier City, who was booked for pornography involving juveniles and was booked at the Bossier Maximum Security Facility. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists, Thursday night, I-20 eastbound off-ramp, exit 19B, that's Traffic Street in Bossier City, will be closed. That closure is scheduled from around 8 p.m. Thursday evening through 6 a.m. to allow for a crash attenuator repair at the location. A crash attenuator, known as an impact attenuator, is a device intended to reduce the damage to structures, vehicles, and lessen injuries to motorists resulting from a collision. The devices are designed to absorb the colliding vehicle's energy. Detour signage will be in place. Also, the department advising motorists on Wednesday, May 3rd, there will be lane closures on I-20 at the Highway 531 overpass as part of the bridge replacement project. The inside or left lane of I-20 eastbound will be closed from around 8 a.m. till 12 noon, and the inside left lane of I-20 westbound will be closed from around 12 noon till 4 p.m. The purpose of the closures is to allow the contractor to install temporary barrier rail as well as mobilize other equipment and material on site to prepare to begin construction on the new bridge. And the department advising motorists, effective immediately, the Highway 507 bridge over Wilson Creek in southwest Lincoln Parish is closed. The bridge is about 1.8 miles south of the intersection with Highway 815 and is just north of the Bienville Parish line. Crews are mobilizing to make repairs to the structure. Anticipated reopening date of Monday, May 1st. All work to be performed, weather permitting. A 30% chance of showers today, high near 77, east wind 10 miles an hour. 70% chance for showers overnight, low near 61, east wind at 10 miles an hour. 70% chance for showers Thursday, high 77, west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 50% chance Thursday night, low near 55, with a west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high near 80, 30% chance for showers Friday night, low 58, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Tony Churchman pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. Leroy Jefferson pleaded not guilty to DWI, driving under suspension, no proof of liability insurance, and no license plate, and will stand trial at a later date. Jody Paul Johnston pleaded not guilty to DWI, resisting an officer, simple criminal damage to property, and open container, and will stand trial at a later date. Michael Lee Redden Jr. pleaded not guilty to cell phone use while driving and will stand trial May 10th. Shannon Thompson was sentenced to 1 year probation plus make restitution for theft. Kelly Renee Harris will stand trial May 10th for dogs at large. Jaden Richard Mills was sentenced to 10 days in jail with credit for time served for simple battery. Danny Lee Palmer was fined $100 plus court costs or 5 days of community service for open container. Jeffrey Rogers was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days of community service for simple criminal trespassing. Jaquadric Wilson has a trial date of May 24th for driving under suspension. Mary Emanuel was given 7 days suspended, fined $150 plus court cost, and placed on 6 months probation for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Another group of Bossier Parish residents are now part of the Bossier Parish Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1, with the consolidation and purchase of a new sewer system currently serving Gray Lake and Gray Duck subdivisions on Princeton Road. Acquisition of the system of the Bossier Police Jury was made possible by a community development block grant. A portion of the grant will also be used to complete a connection with the Princeton Road lift station. Approximately 200 residents are served by the Gray Lake Gray Duck system. Claiborne Electric recently announced winners for their college scholarship program. Each of the winners received $2,000 scholarships. Webster Parish winners include Kyle Cortez of Minden, Kendall Richardson of Heflin, Brandy Washington of Sibley, and Connor Wood of Minden. Webster Parish Schools will hold kindergarten registration for the 2023-24 school year on site on Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. While parents have the opportunity to register the child on site at the child's school, kindergarten is for children who will be 5 years of age by September 30th. Locations include Browning Elementary in Spring Hill, North Webster Lower Elementary in Shongaloo, Central Elementary in Dubberly, Doyleen High School in Doyleen, and J.A. Phillips Elementary in Minden. Be sure to bring the child's birth certificate, Social Security card, shot record, and two proofs of residence, along with a parent photo ID. The Mount Lebanon Historical Society Spring Festival is scheduled for Saturday, May 6th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Stagecoach Trail Museum south of Gibbsland. The country store at the museum will serve gourmet hot dogs, snacks, desserts, and soft drinks. There'll be catwalks, music, a silent auction, and a raffle. The raffle will be for a 12-foot outdoor cook trailer with a grill, smoker, and 3 4-gallon fryers. Tickets are $20 or 3 for $50. Proceeds benefit the Mount Lebanon Museum. The drawing will be held May 6th at 3 p.m. For tickets or information, call 318-843-4051. The Shady Grove Cemetery Association will hold a meeting and cleanup day at the cemetery. It starts at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at Shady Grove Cemetery. A meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for 4 p.m. Saturday in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. Anyone with loved ones in the cemetery, those who own plots or wish to purchase plots, are all urged to attend the meeting. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 50 by 130 lot with two houses located at 722 Plum Street. For information, call 268-7199. That's for sale, a 50 by 130 lot two houses on the lot, all at 722 Plum Street, 268-7199. For sale, a gas dryer and an electric dryer, 382-5626. That's a gas dryer along with an electric dryer for sale at 382-5626. For sale, a one-man Piro and a 2018 model 20-foot travel trailer. Call 572-1523. That's for sale, a one-man Piro plus a 2018 20-foot travel trailer. 572-1523. For sale, a living room chair for $10 and a pet carrier for $5 at 553-7977. For sale, living room chair, $10, pet carrier, $5 at 553-7977. A baby stroller to give away, 402-5690. They have to give away a baby stroller at 402-5690. Lost a cell phone in the vicinity of Highway 371 and Milford Drive, north of Dixie Inn. If found, please call 8009. They've lost a cell phone, Highway 371 and Milford Drive area, that's north of Dixie Inn, 8009. They have a washing machine for sale, $75, call 268-0046. A washer, $75, 268-0046. Another washer for sale at 639-9052. Washing machine for sale, 639-9052. Lost a female Siamese cat in the vicinity of Landfill Road. If seen or found, please call 763-5313. They've lost a female Siamese cat in the Landfill Road area. 763-5313. A washing machine for sale, $150. 268-8232. That's for sale, a clothes washer, $150, 268-8232. Wanted, a washer and dryer, 517-4715. They wanted a washer and dryer, 517-4715. Assorted floor tiles to give away at 299 Sugar Creek Loop. That's to give away some assorted floor tiles at 299 Sugar Creek Loop. Wanted, someone to install bathroom tile at 572-6437. Wanted, someone to install bathroom tile, 572-6437.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.